This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9.
Freshly dug Joycast.
And this is Doug Pollard. Good morning, and I hope you're enjoying the show. Now, no one could say the Greens aren't gay-friendly. National leader Bob Brown is gay. Adam Bandt, Senator Hanson Young, they've all brought pro-gay measures into Parliament. So it comes as a bit of a surprise to find that queer Greens as a separate group seem to be sort of struggling a little bit at the moment. But we're going to give him a hand now because we're going to talk to one of them. His name is Dinesh Matthews, and he's looking for people to help out over midsummer. Good morning, Dinesh.
Good morning, Doug. I think you just outed a lot of politicians there.
Oh, I don't think there's any great surprise. Well, I'm sorry you couldn't actually make it into the studio, but of course public transport is a big Greens issue, so
know, it is
perfect case
but
to say.
But this is totally my fault.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll let you off on this occasion and maybe send you a new alarm clock for Christmas. So what's happening with queer Greens in Victoria?
Well, it's one of those things. There's so many things going on, and two elections, there's a lot of fatigue. So we're trying to revive the brand of the Queer Greens. Obviously, I was helping out about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm back on board and trying to get a lot more people involved in the Queer Greens from the Greens.
Is this not just one of those simple cases where queer is so mainstream within the Greens that there maybe isn't a need for a queer Greens group anymore?
This is quite true, actually. We've always had a lot of non-gay people marching with us on Pride, and lots of people actually are staffing the stall at Midsummer and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think we've ever had a problem. It's just that we obviously see the gay and lesbian community as a very important one for us, and
of course
we're
proud
of our stance on all these issues, so we obviously want to have a good presence.
Yeah, I guess in a way it can fall between two stools, because if you don't have a specific queer group within the Greens, then responsibility for taking part in Pride, taking part in Midsummer and all that can kind of fall by the wayside, because it can get forgotten in the general rush of, you know, dealing with mainstream issues.
And let's face it, it won't be as fun. I still remember a couple of the signs that we did a couple of about 4 or 5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
where we had little signs made up which said, "Show us your green bits," but the green was written in pink.
Yes.
We thought it was hilarious.
So what are you looking for right now? This is for Carnival, right? 16th of January.
That's right. We're just looking for people to help out on the day. We'll have just about all the Green MPs from Victoria turning up. So that's Sue Benicue, Greg Barber, Colleen Hartland, who's just been re-elected.
Yes.
And Adam Bandt, of course. And
yep.
Senator-elect Richard Di Natale.
So you're going to have a fair old contingent, but it'd be nice to have a nice big band of you down there, wouldn't it?
Yes, and it'd be good for people to come and actually meet some of these politicians and see how real they are.
Well, if I can give you a little bit of a tip-off here, that's probably not a tip-off at all for you, but I do know that the Liberals are planning to have a fair old presence down at Midsummer this year. Clem Newton-Brown, as usual, will be having a stand. And he'll be bringing a fair number of his colleagues along with him, I understand.
Well, that will be wonderful, actually, because there's a fair lot of them, I think, that need to be exposed to gay and lesbian issues and sort of understand that equal rights is quite important.
Yes, indeed. Now, what can people do if they want to get involved for Pride and Midsummer with the Queer Greens?
Well, they can email the Queer Greens at, I think it's queergreens@yahoogroups.
Yep, Queer Green, singular.
Or on Facebook, check us out on Queer Greens Melb.
Right. And what you're looking for is people to help man your stall at Carnival on the 16th, people to march with you at Pride on the 6th.
Yes, we're aiming for 100 people.
Yeah,
and you don't have to be a member, you just have to be a supporter or...
Yeah, just want to come along and have fun and hang out with some queer Greens.
the throat.
Okay, now you're having a meeting, aren't you, to organise all this?
Yeah, we're having a meeting this Saturday at 10 o'clock at Cruz Cafe in South Yarra.
Yeah, it's on 194 Tourette Road. That's Saturday at 10 a.m. at Crew Coffee Lounge, 194 Tourette Road, South Yarra. If you want to go along and find out how to give the Greens a hand over the gay festival season this summer.
Yes.
Okay, thanks very much for your time this morning, Dinesh.
Thanks, Doug.
And, you know, remember to send me through your address and I can send you that alarm clock. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
That was Dinesh Matthew there from the Queer Greens group. Don't forget, if you want to join in with them, you don't have to be a member, but you want to help out over the festival season, be with them at Carnival, be with them at Pride. There's a meeting Saturday, 10 a.m, Crew Coffee Lounge, 194 Toorak Road, South Yarra. You can go along and dream up some naughty banners and things for them to wave around and so on and so forth.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.